All right. HIV Health Services. Positive Resource Center.
Here.
That's Jolene. Ann Donnelly. Wade Flores. Mary Lawrence Hicks. ALRP.
Here.
Population Health.
Here.
Lee Jewell.
Present.
AIDS Foundation.
Here.
HIV Prevention Council.
Here.
Rachel Mattiano. Matthew Miller.
Here.
AIDS Health Project.
Here. Alliance Health Project.
Alliance Health Project. Oops, sorry. Whoops. Fireman. Ken Pierce. City Clinic.
Here.
Charles Cerrone.
Here.
Chip Sapanich.
Here.
API Wellness. Project Open Hand.
Here.
We have quorum.
Awesome. So let's look at the agenda for today. Any objections, any corrections, additions?
Right over here.
Yes.
So I'm not sure if you guys want to keep this on the agenda. This was actually Bill Hirsch's idea to put this on the agenda. I wasn't sure whether he was planning on leading the discussion or not. But that's agenda item number 8. Does anyone know what you'd actually be speaking on with this agenda item without him here, if that was the case? We could certainly discuss it, but it was his suggestion to put it on the agenda.
He was talking about actually outlining the specific essential benefits that we as a city would set for our clients and for the population, not being vague, but actually trying to detail what those benefits would be, what the foundation would be from which we would grow.
Well, I think people would be pretty comfortable still talking about that without Bill. Yeah, okay.
Excuse me. He brought up Medicare too. Did he bring up Medicare? Or no, he didn't.
Just let me know, and I'll put it on. I'll create a parking lot underneath the agenda.
And that'll be just a separate agenda item.
Yeah, the parking lot items that have appeared before are actually part of this agenda. So there was a parking lot item around hearing about challenges, ongoing challenges with navigation. That's now the Positive Resource Center update, I guess. And then there was a parking lot item about mental health and substance use, and that's actually on the agenda. So if there's other ones, just let me know.
Any objection to approving the amendment, the agenda? Not hearing any, it is adopted or approved. Item number 3, take a look at the minutes from last meeting.
Although that we could probably use 2 of them, Stefan will let us listed twice as a committee member president and as a guest.
Thank you.
So can you permit others present, because he didn't actually join us, I guess, on this list until this meeting.
Sure.
There's also an extra I in my list.
Okay. On the first page?
Yeah. There's no I.
Okay.
You take a look through the minutes, and if you find your name, make sure that the comment you might have made is correct or what you intended.
So on page 3, it's Alameda County, not Marin County, where the...
Okay. Second bullet point.
Second bullet.
Alameda. So right there, I guess just put Alameda instead of Marin.
Thank you.
Bottom of the page, the last bullet. I am esteemed to be part of the council member, but I am not.
Oh, right.
Okay. And the same thing with
yeah, council member.
Yeah, the last bullet in number 7.
Okay.
All the other.
Thank you.
Can't live without you, but you're not going to announce that one.
All right.
any other corrections?
Yeah.
Objection to approving the minutes as corrected. Hearing none, they are adopted. Thank you, and thanks for Scott for the minutes. Awesome, thanks. We're going to look at number 4 is announcements. The announcements.
So I wanted to just give a brief update on some internal DPH work groups on behavioral health. One is an internal work group, and 2 are part of the HPPC. So the internal one is the Transgender Coordination Collaboration Work Group that identified mental health and substance use as 2 key issues. And so they're working with CVHS to improve overall access to those services for the transgender communities, and then also increase provider cultural competency through expanded training. So that's the update I have on that group. And then there's the Behavioral Health Work Group that's part of HPPC that is coming up with specific recommendations around substance use. And behavioral health services are integrated into DPH primary clinics and other medical settings. And those recommendations will be presented at the August meeting. And then there is current substance use work group that is IDing current trends in substance use treatment, and they're going to make system level recommendations to DPH sometime in the fall. And both of those work groups are funded by the project that I manage, the Minority AIDS Initiative Targeted Capacity Expansion Project, and it's part of our sustainability plan on how to continue our services after our grant ends next September. And so we fund behavioral health specialists at 486 City Clinic and Southeast Health Center, as well as binge drinking intervention at HP. And so it's all part of those recommendations. So, and there, I don't know, there's also the CARES Task Force that was came out of the mayor's office, and they also came out with recommendations last month that we have to forward. So they're, what the DPH will do is they're going to develop a peer-based psychiatric respite center at the trauma center at General Hospital, and then also fund a family specialist to support families impacted by loved ones who are dealing with substance use and mental health needs, and then a caseworker to engage transitional age youth. And DPH is also going to add 2 intensive case managers to help with these efforts. So, and we're trying to be mindful to coordinate about all of these efforts so that they're not so fragmented at all.
Any other announcements?
It's less of an announcement and more of an explanation of some of these handouts you have, since they're not really attached to part of the agenda. I was asked by Andy to come up with a prioritization list so that you all can actually do your own priority based on what you see as priorities for potential resource allocation. So that's this sheet, multicolored sheet. I'd like to ask if you actually put your name on it and then rank, and then by the end of the meeting, give this back to me. And then so by the next meeting, I can put together an aggregate and pass you back your own individual rankings. I think the reason why Andy thought of this would be a handy tool for us to really see where people are in the room as far as priorities that we've talked about. So does that make sense as far as what you'll be doing? The color coding is actually inexact here. The darker, the gold ones are the ones that are covered under ACA. But, you know, primary care, including that phrase, including centers of excellence, actually makes that limited coverage, since centers of excellence have many different modalities within them. And the lighter color, limited coverage, should be self-explanatory. So there's 15 categories there. These are not specific, they're not all specific service categories under Ryan White that the council prioritizes. Andy wanted more broad strokes. So although some of them are definitely service categories, some of them are not. And some of them are combinations of service categories. So for example, housing support is multiple service categories. Residential programs are multiple service categories. Navigation services are multiple service categories. So again, if you can put your name on this and then give it to me by the end of the meeting, that will be great. If you are unable to come up with a service priority by the end of the meeting, maybe just email me a PDF of this sometime, I guess, before the next meeting. Either way is fine. I'll be emailing the folks who aren't at this meeting so they can add their priority in as well. So along with that are these, not for any particular reason other than to show you, I guess, where most recently consumer priorities have been, should be useful. Any questions on this document?
Just the question about case management, is that inclusive of medical case management as well as non-medical stuff?
I really just put it as sort of the broader case management, but okay. I was thinking more traditional case management rather than other things that are, like, something that's actually based within
a primary care.
Yeah.
Okay. So in primary care, should we sort of include the medical case management?
I think if you're considering primary care as including centers of excellence.
It does.
You'll have to, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we, do you think we should remove including centers of excellence and just make that primary care? No? Because that doesn't muddy the waters too much?
No.
Yeah. I mean, I see primary care as in some ways a central component of centers of excellence.
It is.
Yeah. There's also overlap. For example, navigation services, that falls under at least two ones on here, case management and psychosocial support, as well as one that's not on here, which is non-medical case management. Benefits counseling falls under non-medical case management. So does money management, which I didn't include on this list.
Mark?
Yes.
Can you tell me the source, the time frame of this data?
Oh, yeah, that was last year.
And where did it come from?
That came from our HIV and aging utilization survey. I went over it briefly at our last meeting. This was one of our needs assessments that the council put together. We surveyed a little under 100 different people who were ages 50 plus. And this was their priorities.
Any other questions on the handouts?
Oh, actually, one last thing, because this might be confusing. On the colored COLA aggregate sheet, so these results are from DOT exercises. People were supplied different numbers of DOTs, if you'll recall. So the blue are where the most DOTs landed. The orange is where the number of participants actually landed. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Any other announcements? Yes.
I just wanted to point out that I put out some flyers on the table too about an event that PRC is doing. It's on June 24th, which is a Tuesday. It's an all-day event. It's at the Milton Marks Conference Center. And it's pretty much an institute full of different panels and discussion groups about anything related to services available for people who are HIV positive. There's an agenda on the back.
service navigation update.
Is it okay? Just sorry, I'm Ann Donnelly, Healthcare Policy Director from Project Inform. I apologize for being late. Is it okay just to make a couple of comments based on?
Oh, yeah.
That would be great. So OAHIP, we've lodged a sort of a formal complaint that the OAHIP program isn't working, and in fact, some people have lost their insurance in sort of middle California because they've made their payments so late. And so we have started the dialogue to have a formal problem-solving session with them regarding not only that, but a number of issues that are of serious concern. I'm happy to share them with you and get them out to everyone. I think there's five or six issues that are very serious, and we're actually at the point where we feel like we're being ignored in spite of being participating on the Stakeholder Advisory Committee and doing all the work we're supposed to be doing. So, and in terms of limits, income limits, the Assembly has approved our request to increase the income limits for ADAP and OAHIP to 500% of the federal poverty level, which is not much above 50,000, but it's about 57 or 58,000 a year. That's as high as any state goes, so I don't think we have much of a chance of going higher than that. It's not been officially approved.